WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 41 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Chili Fest 2018 lineup was revealed Friday night. President Rob Carey says playing on Friday, April 6th.
Our Friday night headliner will be Turnpike Troubadours. Before that, we have Colette, Shotgun Rider, Bree Bagwell, and our Battle of the Bands winner, Mason Clayman and the Ace of Spades Band.
Saturday's headliner is Chris Young, with supporting acts Ryan Bingham, Josh Abbott Band, Casey Donahue, and Parker McCollum. Carey says one thing they've improved for this year's event is transportation.
Saturday, we provide park and ride. We have busing that goes to and from Post Oak Mall all day on Saturday. And we're now decided to extend that to Friday evening as well.
Team signups and individual tickets are now on sale at chilifest.org. This year's turnout at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference was up 100 from last year. Speakers to the more than 550 in attendance included Spencer Clements, the principal of Traditions and Atlas Developments.
The big opportunity is that BCS can compete against Austin, Houston, Dallas, and guess what? We can win.
Clements promoted community development.
A good community developer should take advantage of and tap into the fact that people don't want transactions anymore, right? They're not looking for transactions. They're looking for experiences. They're looking for memories. A good community developer will take advantage of that or will tap into that.
Clements says Traditions and Atlas will be attractive to Aggies who want to return to this area along with those moving here from other states. During the conference, local officials called on the record crowd to contact their state lawmakers in regards to Governor Abbott's proposed property tax cap. Representative Kyle Cassell was asked his opinion during a visit on our show.
They're worried. They're concerned. Of course, during the debate on the floor, I was on my cell phone and my desk phone talking to two of them at the same time with county commissioners from all five counties, you know, texting and going, what's going on, what's going on?
Sure.
And trying to keep them calm that we will prevail. Just be patient. We're working through this, and we're gonna have a positive outcome.
Fellow State Representative John Rainey says the most important thing we do in the state is educate children.
If we don't fund education at the state level at the same level that we traditionally have, which is about 50% of the cost, and right now it's like 43% of the cost that we're funding, how are these school districts going to continue to function on less money?
Rainey says each county, city, and school district has different needs, and the people in those communities are closer to the situation than state lawmakers. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 41 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at your local news at 8:30. And remember, you can stream us from anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Ruffino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
Good morning, 809 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you are.
High pressure continues to sit over the central part of the state this morning, and that's going to be responsible for a couple of nice days here
Abundant sunshine and breezy, highs 60 to 65. Clear overnight, lows will be 35 to 40. Sunshine will return tomorrow, will probably top out close to 60. Tomorrow night, clear 40 to 45. Partly sunny and becoming breezy Wednesday, highs 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get entered for your chance to win up to $5,000 toward the purchase of a new roof, courtesy of the brand new Aggieland Roofing, on our website at WTAW.com. Aggieland Roofing is your Aggie owned and operated residential roofing specialist. Serving Brazos County and beyond, you might not think about it very much, but your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Find out how you can protect your investment, add value to your property, save money on heating and cooling costs, all with Aggieland Roofing. They offer financing, have an impressive turnaround time, and they can create a roof that gives you curb appeal and energy efficiency, too. Check them out online at AggielandRoofing.com. You can sign up again at WTAW.com for that. So there is a 60-mile stretch of Interstate 19 in Arizona where all the signs only have kilometers on them and not miles.
Mm-hmm.
Relic from the Carter administration when they were trying to swap us over. And, of course, we're U.S. Americans. We don't want no dang metric system, okay? So as a result, they've just left it that way. Just kind of as a little
interesting
oddity.
Interesting, yeah.
So you get to maybe just see that. And
might have to do some conversions.
Yes, the way they wanted us to be. Guy stopped at a gas station in Florida, asked the clerk if he could get change for a $20 bill. The man then put his wallet on the counter, pulled out a handgun, robbed the clerk of $200, and fled. Yeah, his wallet.
Oh,
dang.
That thing.
Oh, but it's worse. A few minutes later, he comes back to ask the clerk if he'd seen the wallet.
Hey, man, I left my wallet here.
Guy goes, nope, nope. But, of course, what the clerk had done is found it and hid it.
Right.
So that he could call the police.
Of course.
What?
Yeah, able to do that. Just saying.
Dumb criminals.
Elephants are scared of bees. Did you know that?
Oh.
Elephants are scared of bees. And, well, we've always heard that mice thing, yeah. But it's kind of interesting. I mean, you think about that. They're little bitty.
Can a bee even sting an elephant?
Well, yeah, I guess he could. The skin's kind of tough.
Very tough, yeah.
But the largest animal on land is so terrified of these little critters that it will flip its ears and stir up dust and make noises so that the bees will go away.
Sounds like what I do.
Of course, a bee stinger cannot, it says here, cannot penetrate the thick hide of the elephant. But
maybe
the bees swarm.
Oh, okay.
And African bees, of course, as we know, swarm aggressively.
Yeah, and I feel like they're a little bit larger than your normal bumblebee.
Yeah. Now, what they can do is get into the sensitive areas like the trunk and the mouth and the eyes, and that causes a problem. So the threat of bees is so intensely felt by elephants that conservationists are using them to help prevent the kinds of conflicts that put elephants at risk. The endangered animals have sometimes been shot by farmers, of course, for trying to save their crops. And, of course, they've also cut off their tusks and used those. So what they are doing now, they're using it basically as a mutually beneficial weapon. In recent years, researchers and advocates have persuaded farmers to use the elephant's fear of bees as a potential fence line to protect their crops by stinging beehives, by stringing the beehives, 20 meters, alternating with fake hives. Then the elephants recognize that and they stay away from the farmland.
So now I don't have elephant problems, I have bee problems.
Yeah, well,
perfect.
Are good for the environment.
Well,
by the
except
way,
those Africanized honeybees. They can be mean. Yeah, go ahead.
I got a bone to pick with you, Scott.
All right, I'm ready. What do you got?
You told me ahead of time. I'm getting cold in here. It was cold.
Okay.
In the studio.
Yeah.
And I said, Scott, do I have time to run down and get a sweater out of my truck?
Right.
And you said, yes.
Sure.
And
did I ask you a question while you were gone? No, you got time to cover.
I don't know. I wasn't.
That's right. You
I wasn't here.
It's okay.
I wasn't here.
We didn't even know.
You just
called yourself out. No, as I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, right.
You didn't even know I was gone
on
the show?
I just thought you were being quiet.
Yeah.
I was being quiet because
because you
of
weren't
breath.
Here.
I can't.
Oh, and
I
now
had
you're.
I had
never,
to run up the stairs.
Never
oh,
run,
my God.
Never run to a microphone.
I ran up the stairs.
Yeah. Why?
Because there were a ton of people waiting to get in line in the elevator, and I said, I can't wait for these folks. I've got to be on the radio.
Zach, there's three of us. It's really okay.
Right.
We can cover for you for a little while. It's not like we're going to say, and now with sports, here's Where's Zach?
You know? It would have been funny, though, if I had asked you a question.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But now you just told everyone your secret.
Yep.
That I'm out of shape and out of breath.
Well, that too. So, yeah, we got that. So, Grammys?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Grammys
Absolutely
last night?
Not.
Yeah. No.
See, and I don't know. I understand that there are people out there who want to watch the Grammys.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But if you don't know who the people are. And we were talking about the house, and Jackie says, well, I don't know any of those people. I said, yeah, they do.
See, I guess I knew people. I just chose not to watch it.
They do country people and that kind of thing.
Sure.
It's a part of it, but, you know, normally what they do is, you know, mash up, and they have, you know, like somebody sing with somebody else.
Right.
And so it may be that they're trying to kind of broaden the scope of things a little bit, because like last night, they had Jim Gaffigan come out to give an award out.
Jim Gaffigan.
Thank you. I've never heard of me either. It is an honor to be nominated for my third Grammy tonight for Best Comedy Album. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm really looking forward to seeing Dave Chappelle win.
I think
it was odd he had me write his acceptance speech. But it's great to have comedians here with the musicians. We all have our different connections. I personally have a stronger connection with music. My father was in the group ABBA, and of course, my mother is Elton John. I love you, Mom.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because Elton was there.
Exactly, the Grammys are TV and music. Is it just everything under the sun?
No, it's music.
It's just music. But it's, I guess they music. Also do comedian albums.
Yeah, and that's it. There are comic albums, which has kind of become a thing again a little bit.
Okay.
Not a lot, but a little bit. There are comedy albums out there now. It used to be a big deal, clearly, when you know, you wouldn't see people like Bob Newhart, Bill Cosby, and Shelley Berman basically made their careers because of record sales. Because you couldn't see them.
Right.
They're just doing clubs probably on both coasts or in big cities. And if you're in the middle of nowhere, then you can't ever hear those folks.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of middle of nowhere, text from Bill Oliver this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Out in, where is it?
Des Moines.
Des Moines. 17 degrees.
Yeah.
Burr.
Glad you're there, Bill.
But he
and
said,
we're not.
No snow or wind. So,
well, that's okay.
Yeah.
So Bruno brings it, apparently. Wins, six of them.
Including, I think, Album of the Year.
Yep, he got Record of the Year and he got Album of the Year. Both are 24K.
Right.
And then the Song of the Year, which was That's What I Like.
What I Like.
And then Ed Sheeran won for Best Pop Performance.
Oh, okay.
Apparently Ed Sheeran wasn't even there.
Oh, is that right?
He said he put an Instagram picture, I guess, of his cat and said, yeah, I woke up and found out I won two Grammys.
Wow.
Oh, sure.
That's rather odd.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
On the country side, best solo performance, Chris Stapleton, Either Way. Best duo, Little Big Town, Better Man. Best country song, Broken Halos. Again, Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
And
country
album.
And he won best country
album. That's right.
Yep.
You would expect. So did you watch him on Saturday Night Live?
No.
No, I didn't.
Zach said he was going to.
I know.
I did, and I completely spaced out and forgot. I was doing stuff Saturday, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can capture it, right? I mean,
yeah. But that is true, and I forgot to record it as well.
That's the way it goes.
I figured I would just watch some of the better skits afterwards. That way I could just bypass Weekend Update altogether.
Probably true. Yeah, probably too. In Australia, a guy was upset that a couple of his friends had been arrested on drug charges, and the more he thought about it, the more upset he became.
Okay.
That's when the guy decided to drive to the police station to give the cops a piece of his mind.
Of course.
But the friend, who was so frustrated and out of his mind, ran a stop sign in front of the police station.
Not a good place to do that.
No. Busted through a row of shrubs.
Oh.
Rolled over a couple of steps of the station.
Really upset. Yeah.
Police caught it all on video. Went ahead and did the blood alcohol test. came back very positive. So
just very positive.
Now, was he driving on the right side of the road?
I don't know how that stuff
works. We are very positive, sir, that you are intoxicated.
I don't know how any of that stuff. I'm not sure what side of the road they drive
on. Well, now he can join his buddies in jail.
That's right. Party time. So do you know in Australia? I don't know what side of the road.
I want to say it's the left. I do know the toilets flush backwards.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't know, though, about the driving.
So you can get a free pizza from Pizza Hut. Have you heard about this?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, it's in preparation, I think, for the game thing that's coming up this weekend with this sporting event there, an opportunity for food, just like Taco Bell gave away free tacos after the first stolen base of the World Series.
Right.
Pizza Hut using the Super Bowl as an excuse to shepherd you into the land of cheese and calories. The wicked land of cheese and calories.
The wicked land.
The opportunity for the pie comes with a twist, as the company will only give out a free pie if a Super Bowl record is broken.
Okay.
Either the Philadelphia Eagles or New England Patriots need to score the fastest touchdown in Super Bowl history, which would be within the first, do you know how many seconds?
I do not.
14.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that's how it works.
So it's either got to be a kickoff return.
Yeah, something
or like
that.
First play.
Yeah, fumble recovery, and you know, you bounce up.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Return. Anyway, it sounds highly improbable, but the company provides some insights that might help. Since 2011, there have been 15 touchdowns scored in the first 14 seconds.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Really? Including regular season and playoffs.
Oh, okay. Not just Super Bowl.
All right.
I was like,
so
wow.
Overall, that's happened.
What about if the Eagles win? Because that's Super Bowl history.
Yeah. Now, the fastest TD in Super Bowl history. Oh, God, like I care. I'm sorry. Devin Hester of the Chicago Bears in Super Bowl XLI.
Okay.
2006.
Okay. Yep. It was a punt return from the opening kickoff.
So a kick return.
What does that mean? It wasn't a punt return
it's
from the opening.
Punt.
Yeah.
Obviously, somebody wrote this who doesn't know anything about football.
Exactly. So now I don't believe any
That's
of it.
That's right. Anyway, but here's the other deal, though. To be eligible for the pizza, you have to sign up on the company's loyalty program.
Oh.
So, of course, that
means...
But
that does make sense. They've got to control it a little
bit.
There's no way they can just get... even. You know, if it does happen, that's a ton of free pizzas you have to give away.
Right. And what they're doing then... And the purpose of it is this. Once you become part of the Hut Rewards thing, what they'll do is they'll deposit a free medium two-topping pizza in your account.
Okay.
So that you can redeem it when you... They'll give you until February 11th to do that, but that way that doesn't make a tremendous hardship on their stores.
Only a schmedium? That's it?
What can I say? Hey, it doesn't cost you anything.
It's free.
And plus the fact, think about this, now you'll get annoying pushouts on social media from them.
Yeah.
Which will be great. Get those emails from Pizza Hut forever about, we miss you, why won't you come back?
By the way, Scott, just to clarify, Australians do drive on the left side of the road.
All right,
we had a texter.
There we go. A texter told us.
Yes. A texter, and I Googled.
No, okay. Well, I like the idea that the texter was there to
the
back
Google.
You up on that thing. So location data in fitness apps is kind of a thing. Kind of a good thing.
Right.
Unless it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it has created an unexpected security risk. The soldiers who apparently had this fitness app called Strava, it was able to track them to their secret bases.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they had it on.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I saw this. It came up on Twitter.
It did.
Yeah.
I know.
Interesting.
It's not a good thing. Not a good thing.
Because I've heard of Strava. I didn't realize that.
In Afghanistan, the activity data extends beyond the bases and kind of a hint at the patrol and supply routes.
I don't want to say it's obvious, but I feel like that it's using your location services.
Yep. Now,
and technology is hackable.
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, you think about that. Isn't that something that somebody getting paid at
should
the Pentagon
know?
Should
That's
have
what I'm saying.
About?
Yeah.
Should have been some sort of a research specialist who goes, wait. Before we put those on our people, let's make sure that not
Well, and you wonder, yeah, so were they being required to use this app?
You know,
they,
that's a good question.
Because,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
maybe they
sure.
want to, you know, keep an eye on people's, you know.
Could well be.
Just another great example why working out's just killing us. I mean, it's
that's
bad
what
for
it
you.
Is. Just stop doing it.
Right.
It's just not a good thing. And maybe that's it. Maybe it was a situation where they did that.
Trying to keep track of, right, you know, statistics and how they were doing health-wise, obviously.
Yep.
You know,
it just says that several members of the military had been using the app.
Okay.
Which just released the GPS data points to show where the app was being used and for what activities.
Hmm.
So anyway,
not good.
Yeah, there are about to be a ton of security meetings on this.
Oh,
today.
Yeah, for sure.
As you can imagine, they probably want to see what they can do about that. It's kind of interesting. Billy Joel has now done 100 concerts at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
And since he started his residency, basically, back in January of 2014, he has done 54 sellout shows.
Wow.
Yeah. Says he'll keep doing them once a month
until
they don't sell out anymore.
Okay.
Right. Billy's also booked a few ballparks this summer. And
cool.
He'll be playing, I don't see that he's playing Kyle Field. So.
Oh, bummer.
When was the last time he came out with an album?
Well, he doesn't have to.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's just all the old stuff.
That's it.
That's great.
People will do that. All right. 10 little things that everybody is guilty of stealing. 10 little things that everybody steals. Yes, you've done it. You know you have. Number 10, sugar packets.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Number 9, condiment packets.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know if you steal them as much as you maybe
you
take a couple of extras,
right,
and you didn't use them all up.
Exactly.
What? Yeah. Okay. And how long are they good anyway?
Forever.
Eight, yep. Number 8, pens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Definitely.
Number 7, tissues.
Okay.
Number 6, toilet paper?
It happens.
Maybe I was going to say, I think I might have actually, yeah.
Maybe so. Probably. Okay, that's fine. Trade show tchotchkes, but that's what they're for.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If they're out to be taken, you're not stealing them.
Number 4, extra special sauce.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Number 3, supermarket samples. These aren't stealing.
No, that's what they're there for.
Are you technically just supposed to have one sample, though?
Well,
it's
that's
not,
true. Maybe that's what
they're not supposed to go back for seconds.
It depends on how busy the store is.
Well, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
If you can circle back and they don't know who you are. And it was worthwhile.
Right.
Like we used to go to Sam's on Sunday. That was lunch.
That's right. Go do that. Well, what do they care?
Yeah.
Those people don't care. Huh. You know. Number 2, notepads.
Okay.
Yeah. And number 1, coworkers' food.
We have a problem with that up here.
Just saying. Well,
see,
I think everywhere.
Yeah. I was expecting like hotel shampoos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which those are, they're meant to be used, but then, like, sometimes the cart is out in the hallway.
Hey, if it's good, I always check it out, and if it's good, I will.
Oh, I take extras all the time, especially with, like, because then you have, you know, if you find the good stuff, then you bring that with you, because sometimes hotels don't have the good
stuff. Yeah, because that mango body wash at Motel 6, that's outstanding. Yeah.
I hope you're proud of yourself, Chelsea.
But look, that didn't even make the list.
I did.
It was, grocery store samples.
I guess we're not going to be sending Chelsea on any road trips for the company.
Bring it back and show us what you got here. Okay. An amateur astronomer, may have just discovered the long-lost NASA satellite that's been broadcasting its signal.
Oh.
Well, why couldn't the paid-for people find it?
If it's broadcasting a signal.
Science Magazine says the Image mission went dark 12 years ago to what was thought to be a systems failure, but an amateur astronomer living in his parents' who usually spends his free time following radio signals from spy satellites.
That's what I do in my free time.
Wait a minute. That's a thing?
That's kind of creepy that you can do that.
Uh-huh. Recently picked up a signal from the long-lost mission. The Image mission stands for, Chelsea already knows this, but I'll tell the rest of you. Imager for Magnetic Pause to Aurora Global Exploration.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called
Image.
Yeah. It was launched 17 years ago and basically left for dead in 2005.
That's an expensive piece of equipment that they're just leaving out there.
$150 million mission since you brought it up provided researchers with views of Earth's magnetosphere.
Okay.
Because we want to know.
Got
the,
it, Scott? Yeah.
Use your words. Use your words.
Magnetosphere.
That sounds fun.
Next time you see Shell, ask him to give us pictures of the magnetosphere.
So is this guy getting
news.
A reward or what?
You know, that's a really good question. That is an
or
excellent
a job,
question.
Maybe? Maybe
they're
give
not
him a
saying.
Job?
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I'm thinking.
He gets an attaboy and a certificate? I mean, what are they going to do with
we'll
that?
We'll name a star after you.
Yeah. This is Chad Jones with Chad Jones Law. I've been working out at Brazos Valley MMA and Fitness for about a year now, and I love it. It's unlike any gym I've been to before. There are weights, of course, but the cool parts are the classes and trainers. The focus at BV MMA is getting you as fit as you have ever been by working with trainers who genuinely care about you. My favorite part is the boxing. Talk about a workout. Putting on the gloves and getting in the cage is a rush I can only get at BVMMA.
To learn more about private lessons, visit BVMMA.com. That's BVMMA.com.
We begin a new week with a familiar warning. Whether you have only one computer or you're responsible for servers in hospitals, corporations, or even local governments, protect yourself from ransomware virus attacks, because the number of these attacks is up by 90% in just 1 year, and it's our own fault. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. In every case so far, ransomware encrypts all the data on infected computers and holds it hostage until the computer's owner, schools, cities, and hospitals, pay a ransom to cyber criminals, usually in the form of bitcoins. But why have the number of attacks increased by 90%? Because the U.S. government invented the ransomware software to use as a cyber weapon, but we failed to keep it from being leaked. It's now being used by criminals to make two of the most disruptive ransomware viruses ever unleashed, the WannaCry and the NotPetya virus attacks. Protection is easy with any of the most common antivirus programs. The fault is with you. I'm Kim Commando. Let me tell you why I've long been a fan of Epson, and why you will be too when you experience the economical Epson EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer. Say goodbye to your old, slow, expensive printer and move up to my printer of choice. The incredible EcoTank 4750 comes with enough ink right out of the box to print up to 11,000 color pages. That's the equivalent to 30 ink cartridge sets and up to 2 years of printing. The 4750 is truly wireless. Print from any iPad, iPhone, Android, tablet, smartphone, or through your own Wi-Fi network. And this Epson holds 250 sheets in the paper tray. When it's finally time for ink, you easily refill the printer's ink tanks in seconds. The 4750 is truly cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer is available everywhere. Cartridge-free printing with the Epson EcoTank, the smart choice. More information at epson.com/EcoTankKim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 30 years ago, cows were grazing on land to pay the mortgage that is now the Tower Point Shopping Center and Castlegate Subdivision. The developer, Tim Crowley, made the 11-hour trip from his home in Marfa to share those experiences at the annual BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference.
You know, today, out there on this tract, which started out at 745 acres, I asked someone to look up what the tax value is, and it's roughly $500 million today. Built out should be about $700 million, and that's not counting the personal property, and of course it generates, you know, a ton of sales tax.
Crowley says one of the keys was the assistance from the city of College Station, which included monthly meetings with city officials.
Where Arrington Road is, where it crosses the detention pond, and the track was simply on the commercial, undevelopable, without putting in this bridge. The city of College Station wrote a check for $5.5 million and paid for that bridge.
The other key was doing business with local companies, from banks to engineers to his lawyers. Reaction continues to Governor Greg Abbott's proposal of a 2.5% property tax cap. State Representative John Rainey was asked his opinion on our show.
My major feeling about this is that each county and each city and each school district in the state has different needs and desires, and the people in those districts are closer to that situation than we are.
Rainey says cuts to highways and Medicaid in the last budget are going to make money even tighter in the next go around.
We need to fund education. There's no doubt about it. Particularly in my opinion, we need to fund vocational and technical education. And I don't know where we're going to go.
Rainey says if education does not receive the same amount of funding as it does now, he's not sure how some school districts will continue to function. 3 months ago, Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss said he would not seek re-election. State Representative Kyle Cassell gave an update on the House Speaker race during our show.
Everybody wants to get out there and get in front of this opportunity, but
as it stands today, that election's going to happen for 1 year from a couple days ago, mm-hmm. in January 2019, and we've got an incredible primary season going on. So do we have 20, 30, or 40 new members of the Texas House? So it's kind of hard to talk about who the speaker is, and realistically, the speaker may not even be sworn in to be a House member yet.
Cassell says, although it is premature, conversations are being had and people are putting their names in the hat. A 26-year-old College Station man was arrested Friday morning after a College Station police officer spotted him in a stolen car. According to the CSPD report, the driver stopped on Welsh Avenue, and when the officer tried to detain him, he resisted. Several more officers helped detain the driver quickly and safely. During a search of the stolen vehicle, officers found methamphetamine and a handgun. Matthew Streckfus was arrested and charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, unlawful carrying of a weapon, and resisting search. About 6 hours before that, CSPD responded to a report of a suspicious person trying door handles in the area of Cold Spring Drive off William D. Fitch east of the freeway. After evading the first officer, 18-year-old Talton Williams of Temple was later located and arrested for evading arrest, possession of marijuana, and burglary of a vehicle. A 15th person is suing Baylor University in its alleged mishandling of rape and sexual assault.
This plaintiff, identified only as Jane Doe 15, was a female student who enrolled in August 2014 at Baylor. The lawsuit says that she was sexually assaulted by another student in February 2016, after which she was examined at a hospital and Waco police filed a report. But then when she, her parents, and a professor reported the alleged assault to the university, no appropriate action was taken. Those contacted, according to the lawsuit, included Baylor police, a chaplain, the school's Title IX office, and then school president Kenneth Starr. She also claimed that the Title IX office did nothing to protect her from harassment she received after reporting the incident. David Burrell, TSN News.
Chili Fest 2018's lineup is set. President Rob Carey says the two-day music festival kicks off with their Battle of the Bands winner, Mason Kleeman, and the Ace of Spades band, followed by Bree Bagwell, Shotgun Rider, Co Wetzel, and headlining Friday night is Turnpike Troubadours. Then Saturday,
our Saturday headliner will be Chris Young, with the supporting acts being Ryan Bingham, Josh Abbott Band, Casey Donahue, and Parker McCollum.
Carey says there are more transportation options for Friday festival goers this year.
So in the past, teams had the options of bringing buses to the event, and they still do during the daytime. But starting at 9 p.m., Chili Fest will now be providing busing, so you can get a safe ride home and you don't have to worry about that additional stress on Friday evening. We hope that makes a more positive experience for all of our patrons.
Chili Fest is scheduled for April 6th and 7th. You can go online to chilifest.org for more information. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It is 43 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips and traffic alerts to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Good morning, 838, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather. Sponsored by Ground Shuttle. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure is located west of Austin this morning. It's going to be responsible for today's sunshine. Will be breezy. Highs somewhere between 60 and 65 this afternoon. Skies going to be clear tonight. Lows will end up between 35 and 40. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs right around 60. Clear tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Partly sunny, breezy, and turning a little milder for Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor in studio hanging out with April Plemons and Jenna of Long Way Home. And April, who have we got today?
Well, today I brought you two puppies that are kind of famous. They've made the rounds on the interwebs and they've had lots of news coverage. So these are two of our puppies from the trash can litter that was found in Huntsville, a cruelty case in Huntsville, Texas. So today I brought you Fiji and Samoa.
Fiji and Samoa. And we're trying to figure out exactly what kind of dogs these are. Now, Samoa looks very German Shepherdish.
Yes. Yeah. That looks pretty standard German Shepherd. He's got the triangle ears and the black and tan. I mean, he's pretty German Shepherdy.
And then Fiji, we were going over this, looks almost like Burmese. Is that what we were talking about?
Like Burmese? If we're looking at like a Burmese or maybe an Aussie, we're not really sure, but basically cute and fluffy.
Either way, big dogs.
Big dogs. Yes, absolutely. Medium to big dogs. In this litter, and there was 8 in the litter, so they turned 6 weeks old this week, and we are accepting applications. So we want to make sure that we've got homes in place by the time they turn 8 weeks old, and then they can leave for their homes.
So for folks, I would have to think these would make great family dogs, obviously.
Yeah, and the great thing is, they were found so young in the trash can that they've really been able to try to make up some of that time and figure out what it is that humans can give them, which is love and affection, and they seem to like it.
Well, good.
Yes.
I'm liking it, too. It's on both sides of the fence here.
Yeah, she's now, working it, too.
Yeah,
she knows.
Yeah.
She
now, knows. You guys, of course, have a big event coming up. You've got an auction coming up.
We do. So this is the first time we've ever tried this before. We're trying to do an online auction. So you can you can help us out, you know, in your jammies, on your couch. And one thing that we need right now is items for the auction. So if you are a business owner or if you have a boutique or you sell something and you want to be able to donate something to our auction, that's a great way for us to be able to continue saving lives just like this. Or if you got that Christmas gift and you're like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. Mm-hmm. Pass it on over, pay it forward, and we'll be able to use that in our auction and save more lives.
The good kind of regifting. There you go.
Oh, yes. Now, and we won't tell anyone either.
There you go. Now, if someone is interested in doing that, where do they need to go?
Yeah, so you can check us out on Facebook, Long Way Home Adoptables, or our website, which is longwayhomeadoptables.org. And that's the same place that you can see pictures of our puppies and apply to adopt, which is the important thing.
Well, you need to go online, longwayhomeadoptables.org. If you'd like to adopt Fiji and Samoa, I'm sure they're and model puppies, I guess you could say, is what
they
are.
But, you know, remember, with all puppies, you still have to do the potty training and the crate training. So they do take a little bit of work. But, my gosh, are they cute.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, they are. April and Gemma from longwayhomeadoptables.org. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for district clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Love coming home to a clean and fresh home? Appreciate having extra time for family and friends? The satisfied customers of Molly Maid know you can have that and more. A clean home and more free time provided by Molly Maid Cleaning Pros can be yours right now. Call today and save $50 when you sign up for regular service. Call Molly Maid at 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. 843, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so for the past 5 years, Budweiser's been using the commercials in the big game to toy with your emotions.
Right.
Starting with the ad of the guy being reunited with the horse that he raised.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Budweiser always.
That's it.
Yeah.
Since then, they've regularly gone back to the little cute tearjerker as well. And last year, got a little meatier, a little sentimental, did an ad about immigration featuring Anheuser-Busch, who, of course, came to U.S. America in 1850. That got a little backlash.
Mm. Yeah.
So this year, doing something a little safer. This year, this is about Budweiser and how much they have helped in disaster relief efforts in Houston, Florida, California, and Puerto Rico. And we've seen this. You know, they have a facility in Houston, mm-hmm. and the ad shows employees canning water out of their beer facilities, which then goes to places that need it.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. there you go. I've got that.
All right.
By the way, they shipped nearly 3 million cans of drinking water last year.
Whoa.
This year's tearjerker is set to the new version of Stand By Me, sung by Skylar Grey. So you got
all
that.
Right.
Brett Favre's in trouble.
Oh, Brett.
Oh, Brett.
He's not a role model. He's a jeans model.
Call here first. Hello.
Hey, y'all had a story about Chili Fest. I didn't realize that was a music festival. I thought it was an underage drinking festival.
No, it's
not all underage.
It's actually a charity event.
Here we go. Did you see the story coming out of Spring, Texas about the baseball team and the deer that wandered onto the field?
No.
It's a little deer, okay? It's a young'un. And apparently this was baseball tryouts at one of the spring schools.
Okay.
And this deer just kind of wanders out. And won't leave this kid alone. I mean, kind of not biting him or
not
anything.
Not like attacking him.
No,
just hanging out.
Just kind of nuzzling with him.
Oh.
You know, and they hit a ball to him, and the guy goes over and picks up the ball and, you know, makes the throw as he should. But apparently the one of the teen's mom shot the video. The boys and the deer had a lot of fun.
I was just saying, shot the deer.
Yeah, no.
I was like, oh, God, okay. That took a turn.
the deer's fine. So
okay.
It's
interesting.
It's all right. Yeah.
Now, was Brett plucking chicken feathers that he wasn't supposed
to
be?
Yeah, what's the story on that?
Why is Brett in trouble?
Oh, yeah, let me go back to that.
Was
well, he's got some kind of a deal he's doing.
Copper
called, fit. No, not that. This is another scam. I mean, thing.
Okay.
He's being sued for more than $16 million by Calais Capital Management for his role in marketing something called, I guess it's Squor, S-Q-O-R.
Okay.
To eager investors. Squor is a social media company in development formed around the idea of helping athletes monetize their online selves. Okay, helping athletes monetize their online
okay.
self.
I assume that's social media.
Yeah, and you know.
Their presence online, websites and stuff.
Yeah, you have a business manager who knows how to do business but may
sure.
not know how to monetize you.
Right,
so I
okay.
guess that's it. Anyhow, they contend that Favre and his business partners fraudulently misrepresented Squor's prospects in order to secure $16 million in investment funding. So they're saying, give me my money back. So
okay.
we'll see how that works out. Hey, this is a little disquieting. We have proof that apparently Adolf Hitler is still popular with some people. TMZ reports history buffs can get their mitts on Adolf Hitler's tax return.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, from okay. 1926, which features his signature and home address.
Well, I can see you not being a fan of him and what he did, but
yeah.
if you're
no,
a
no,
history
no.
buff,
if you're,
just being interested in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if you're a fan of memorabilia,
yeah.
that's...
Then you take it to Rick over at Pawn Stars and see what he'll
yeah, there you
right.
go.
Well, you know, but, oh, sorry, go
that's
ahead.
That's okay. He made $600 that year. The owner wants $125,000 for it.
Oh,
so we'll see.
Well, you know, Hitler painted.
Yes.
And those paintings sold for a lot of money.
Wow. Speaking of a lot of money, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, Lord.
Goop.
What else is she telling us that we need to do?
Held a one-day wellness convention in New York on Saturday. Charged participants $600 to see her collection of self-improvement products.
Good Lord.
You know, it's only $600 if you pay it.
Good point.
Aside from that.
And, I mean, it's nice being a celebrity and having your own personal trainer,
yep.
probably own personal chef.
Right.
I mean, she looks good. Good for her.
Yep. Oh, by the way, coming up, I know, Chelsea, you have to go do your paper route here in a minute, but we will, in fact, she's already gone. We have the goodie bag contents for the Grammy Awards last
Ooh.
Night, so we can know what all those people who probably have enough money anyway.
Yeah, what do they need goodie bags for? Give those to us.
And just kind of scanning that to see some of the stuff they had is really, they got a lot of money. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they spend a lot of money, but they make a lot of money too, just like pro basketball players. I'm just saying. It's 848.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year.
Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Kohl's or in Bryan at the corner of 29th and Carter Creek Parkway. H&R Block.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Earl, get your rear end out of that truck. You ain't going nowhere till you get our gates painted.
Ugh, dang old gates. I painted them suckers 5 times in the last 3 years.
You know, Earl, you could just take them off the hinges and get them to Jackrabbit powder coating for a superior finish that's going to last a lot longer than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tell you, Jackrabbit Chowder Potent really does have a solution for all my metal problems.
Earl, this is getting ridiculous. It's Jackrabbit powder coating. A company worth remembering.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I think we have royal news this morning.
Ooh, excellent.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love it.
I've got to get you guys better royal news music.
Okay.
Because I found the Rule Britannia version I think would work much better. And I know the words now to it.
Never mind. Oh. Sylvester Stallone had women falling at his feet during his heyday, but nursed a silent crush on Princess Diana.
Really?
The National Enquirer tells us, so it must be true. The popular royal went to party at Elton John's house back in 1994. Sly couldn't wait to meet her.
I bet.
Unfortunately, Richard Gere popped in.
It just gets better and better.
Princess chatted him up for 2 hours.
Whoa.
Rumor is the action star was not happy.
Oh.
Could not stand Richard and really was ticked off. And they wound up in a fist fight.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm taking Sly on that every day.
Apparently, Richard thought Sly was also after his then-girlfriend, Cindy Crawford.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I've never heard this story.
Yeah, well, that's why we're telling you.
Yo, Richard, maybe you need to get out of the way.
Because you let your National Enquirer lapse, and so that's why you
literally
did.
Fighting over the princess. That's awesome. That's
exactly if you don't mind, right. I'll just pick a fight with Rocky here.
Yeah, exactly. Good idea.
He's the greatest Philadelphia athlete of all time. And he's fictional. So
yeah, he finished just ahead of Ron Jaworski.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
First of all, this so-called magnetosphere that you guys are just making fun of because it's got a name, it's got a word. All life on the planet Earth depends on it.
Does it?
We would come out with, we'd have about 30 minutes, and then we'd have about 30 minutes. And also, it gives us the Northern Lights. So go away.
Boom.
Yeah. We were excited. We were really happy about that. And of course, Chelsea knew far more about that lost satellite that the amateur astronomer
right. Yeah, so much of it.
Yeah.
She's learned
what
much.
The acronym stood for.
Yeah. She's learned so much.
She has.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. And I actually have a little fun fact for you today, Mr. Downs.
Oh, I can hardly wait. This
do you know who Susan Howard is?
No.
Okay, so her birthday was yesterday. She turned 74.
Oh, well,
she's
nice.
She's best known as Donna Krebs on the show Dallas.
Okay.
But she also has the distinction of being the only female to play a Klingon on the original Star Trek.
No! Oh,
wow.
Yep.
That from
Happy
Chelsea
birthday,
Reber.
Susan Howard.
Space News.
Star Trek News. Klingon news.
On the original show, because they had...
Yes, it says on the original Star Trek.
Because they have all kinds of female Klingons in you know, female chicks are the... I mean, female chicks.
Female chicks.
Sorry, I was trying... I was working really hard to try to be as abusive as
right.
I could.
Right, good job. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
Anyway, Klingon chicks are all over the place. But the first one, I can't even think of that. I've got to go find it.
We were going to share on Friday. Chelsea was so thrilled and excited to find that fact.
I was
waiting for you to come in, and that you were busy doing other things.
That is so good.
But it's okay, because, her birthday was just yesterday. She's 74.
Happy birthday to the first Klingon. Isn't that a workout you do, Reeps?
Yeah, exactly.
A Klingon?
Yeah.
Five Klingons?
Close.
So now, what was the favorite part of the Grammys for you last night? That's what I thought.
Yeah. I think it was the part where Prince Philip and the Queen had that little spat there. That was the Crown. I watched that.
We finished that last night.
Did you? Season two and everything?
Yeah.
It's good. That's really good. And we always have to wash the quality out of our ears by a quick run through
With
the Windsors.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Zach, you have an assignment today.
What's that?
Don't forget, today is when KFC launches the Smoky Mountain Barbecue Chicken.
By the way, you know who they're... We talked about the new colonel, right?
Well, we didn't, but go ahead.
Reba.
Oh.
Reba's the new colonel.
How does that work?
Like on the commercials?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they rotate them around.
So now there's a female colonel?
Well, I know, but you know.
She's a colonelette? Well, I guess her red hair could kind of go
with it.
What are we doing today? We're just being very disparaging.
Well, no, it's just we didn't know that that was, the way it worked.
I saw a great movie this weekend.
Just a minute. And Reba rolled out her new man last night, Skeeter Lasuzzo.
Her what?
Skeeter?
That's her new boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Skeeter?
Yes. Skeeter. Lasuzzo.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. God. He does appear nearly age appropriate, so that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I saw
Tonya this weekend.
Oh.
That good?
Oh, boy, howdy. I can't figure out if they... I just can't believe... It was great.
I heard they break with the...
You're so Arkansas.
Oh, it is. The fourth wall, right? It is Arkansas. And that's the... Oh, of course they break the fourth wall. I mean, she gets... That's how the thing ends, in a pool of blood. I'm not kidding. It does.
Oh.
I mean, it's shots are fired, fists are thrown, laws are broken. It is, without a doubt...
So Margot did a good job.
It is the worst...
Best movie.
The worst, best movie I have seen some time. And that's the thing. The first half of it, I couldn't quit laughing because I knew that was actual honest to gosh redneck, and that's how it starts. She says, "I'm a redneck, I admit it," and it goes from there, and then it gets deadly serious. I mean, bad serious.
Deadly.
I walked out of there and I couldn't figure out if I was supposed to
be happy or sad.
I was supposed to be sad, but it was. I couldn't. You know. The way I remember it is that Tonya Harding had a little more to do with this than just a careless victim on the side watching it.
Yeah.
Well, in the movie, she was just kind of, people just took advantage of her and broke Nancy Kerrigan's knees. And that's, that was the only part. But as far as the movie goes and the stuff in it, it was really good.
So it's like Deliverance on ice skates,
without the pig squeal.
Exactly. Without the kid playing the
banjo.
Why wait until your pest issues become a pest? One Call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against roaches, rats, mice, spiders, silverfish, scorpions, pantry pests, and some ants. Guaranteed with just one phone call and $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Remember, year-round pest control coverage for only $25 per month.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
Trust is built with consistency. With over 50 years experience, Ingram Wallace & Company provides clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company. Put 50 plus years of experience to work for you. Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Find us online or call 776-2600.
Come experience the genius of Leonardo da Vinci through 36 machines based on his visionary designs. Each machine has been faithfully constructed from Leonardo's notebooks by a modern team of scientists and craftsmen. Come see flying machines, the machine gun, the parachute, the armored car, the robot, and much more. This exhibit will be on display at the Busch Library and Museum starting February 12th. For more information, visit bush41.org.
News Talk 1620 WTA. He's trying to make me go to the movie. He's trying to make me go to the movie. By the way, today is Library Shelfie Day.
Oh.
Shelfie?
Shelfie Day. Take a shelfie.
Do you sit on the shelf, or a
selfie in the stacks?
Okay.
Or with your favorite book?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's shelfie day.
Because cool. Goodness knows you ain't going to go to the library to read.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. That's for sure. Now, also, today is the anniversary of when they introduced or elected the first class to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. Cool.
In 1936, how many of those people can you name?
Yeah, none.
Babe Ruth.
Yep, that's one.
Oh, good job, Zach.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a hobby.
You're the sports guy.
Actually, the first two are not unusual. Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth.
Okay.
But after that, it's Honus Wagner.
Okay.
And Honus.
Christy Mathewson and Walter Johnson.
So. Honus Wagner and Christy Mathewson, I both believe, are from Texas.
Hey,
no,
well, that's
I'm wrong
fun.
About Honus Wagner.
Okay. That's okay. Got that going. And it's National Puzzle Day today, too. So do a puzzle.
Do a puzzle with Zach.
That's right. And we'll be back tomorrow. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Bryan.